Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load them up, boys. We're Davy Crockett when you need them.
Hour number three, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. One of the most enduring platforms out there is the 1911. Many, many thousands of hours have been devoted to studying the thing and improving the thing and making it a over-the-top self-defense platform that it is. Joining me, of course, is one of those people. He is the head of Chambers Custom. His name is Joe Chambers. How goes it, sir?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
I'm going to ask you a question I've never asked you before, because when my youngest son, when he was getting ready to graduate from high school, he wanted to be a gunsmith, and he started taking everything he could to become certified as a gunsmith. And then he became certified as a gunsmith, and currently he works as a barista at Starbucks. And I want to find out, I want to know, now you studied under somebody, and you set out to make your own mark. What about people that aspire to be gunsmiths? What about people who want to work on 1911s? Where does somebody go to develop that skill set and work with somebody good enough to where they at least open their mind up the way yours was opened up, to where you consider things the way you look at them?
You know, that's a tough one. The first thing I always tell people that want to be a gunsmith is don't. just don't. You know, Don't, especially don't be a general gunsmith, right? There's no money in it. Honest to God, there's no money. You know, what are you going to make, $10, $15 an hour working on people's pieces of junk that they drug out of their closet from their grandpa who died?
Right.
Because that's all people want to pay, right? So if you're gonna be in the gunsmithing industry, right, you wanna be a smith of some sort, working on guns, be a specialist. You know, go find the guns that you'd like to work on and stick with them. And you know, there's a couple of great examples of that out there. Aside from me, you got guys like Chad Albright over at what's the name of his group? School of the American Rifle. You know, Chad Albright, he focuses only on AR-15s. That's it. Period.
Right.
He doesn't mess with MP5s. Right? He doesn't mess with M1 Grands or M1As or none of that garbage. He's an AR-15 guy, the end. And he is a subject matter expert. Jim Fuller, you know, formerly of Rifle Dynamics, now of Fuller Designs. Jim focuses on Russian, you know, AK, PKM, RPD weapon systems. That's it. Jim does not build 1911s or AR-15s or anything else. Right? He stays in his lane, and he's a subject matter expert. And so if you're going to go do that, first of all, pick what you like to work on, right? And find somebody, not a school, somebody who's willing to teach you what they know and become an expert on it. And be willing to understand that it may be hard, you know, it may be extremely difficult and taxing, it may be very frustrating at times. but you're not there for all that. You're not there for to be buddies with them necessarily.
Right.
You might be buddies with them, but that's not the reason you're there. You're there to be educated, right? Because a lot of these, from what I've seen, there are some really good programs out there, like my buddy AJ Zito. You know, he's down in Arizona. He teaches at the gunsmithing school down there, and they have a great program overall. But even by their own admission, they can't teach you the specifics on everything, right? They're a general gunsmith school. And so a jack of all trades is a master of none. Master of none makes no money.
Right.
Right? And you know, I hear it all the time, well, you're a famous gunsmith. You must be loaded, blah, blah, blah. You know what? It's not about that, but I do make more money than guys who are general gunsmiths, I can promise you.
Sure.
Because I have friends that I've helped get in the business, and they decided to be general gunsmiths. And it's not that they're broke, you know, but they're working a 9-to-5 or a 9-to-8 job, and they're making, you know, 15, 20 bucks an hour. I don't want to make that.
Now, I know certain people, like I know a guy named Brett Dunn, and Brett has, he's a dental salesperson. He sells regionally to dentists. But at the same time, he's built himself into being this sort of really good gunsmith on his own. I don't know where he learned what he's done. I've shot some of his guns, and he'll take a relatively inexpensive gun and spend a couple of grand on it, putting it together and putting better parts on it and fitting it in different ways and everything else. Is somebody like that who is self-motivated and figured out, and he only does single stacks right now, as far as I know, single stack 1911s. Somebody like that who is specializing in something like that, is that what you're referring to? Somebody that has that sort of motivation to do it on their own?
Yeah, I think you have to have a ton of motivation. You know, like, for example, when Brandon came to me the first time, you know, and he wanted to learn, I mean, I turned him away like 20 times before Heidi finally convinced me to take him on. And one of the best moves, you know, I ever made, besides marrying my wife and accepting Jesus. So, you know, Brandon had an extremely high level of motivation. Now, he also has an exceptionally high level of competence, right, which makes a huge difference.
Right.
You can have all the motivation in the world. If you're dumb as a box of bricks, it don't matter, right? You're just a motivated fool. But if you have competence and you have motivation, well, I mean, he drove up here, and he would stay here for weeks at a time and then go home and drive back and drive home. I mean, this went on for several years, and he was motivated, right? But he also had the competence to take what I was teaching him each time, go home, and put that into practice. And we also spent, you know, hundreds and hundreds and maybe thousands of hours on the phone. I would be working at night, and he would be at the hospital where he was a nurse, and he would call, and I would talk while I'm working, tell him what I was doing, and he would take notes. And, you know, so, yeah, you have to have a lot of motivation if you're going to do it that way. But if you do it that way and you learn from the right people, man, you could be something fabulous.
Brandon does not work on site with you now, does he? He lives somewhere else. Am I right about this?
Yeah, he's in Baton Rouge.
So, that's impressive to me, simply because being able to come and work with you and then take that, retain it all and retain all that stuff. And I've seen his work, Brandon's.
Yeah.
I mean, Brandon and Eric, I haven't seen any of Dave's work, but Brandon and Eric, I know their work, and they do really, really good work. But, I mean, at the same time, they also have this safety net of Mr. Chambers sitting in the background, I imagine. Although I'm sure they don't use that now. They both seem quite independent. But we're going to talk a little bit more about this when we get back. Joe has a YouTube channel. And Joe wants to stream live. And in order to stream live, he has to have 1,000 subscribers. He has 577. I am one. And this is a way for all of you amateurs out there that want to look at and see what the kind of stuff he does and talks about and breaks down. You can watch him do it on his YouTube channel if you subscribe to it. And his are not overblown videos like most of mine are, I can assure you that. So go check out his YouTube channel, Chambers Custom One Word. We'll be right back. This is 1911 University, and this is Lock and Load.
2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt. Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home peeking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E, essentials.com.
What makes the best is that they're always getting better.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. He is the professor at 1911 University. And I was asking him what it takes to become a gunsmith. So let's pretend, if we can, let's get past that, and let's pretend that somebody has become a gunsmith that's, you know, highly specialized in some particular field. They're almost a authority on the subject matter. You still are facing an uphill battle, aren't you?
Well, I mean, it depends on what you mean by an uphill battle. Is anytime you get to the top of any craft, there's people who are trying to knock you off.
Sure.
I mean, that's the way it is, you know. Matter of fact, you know, I listen to a lot of podcasts and stuff at night when I'm working, and I have really eclectic tastes. Right? People probably don't realize this, but this is probably one of the reasons that Fisher and I get along so well. Is like, I like classical music, but you know, I also like Eminem. Right? I'll listen to some Eminem like all night long if it helps me work. I like jazz. I like blues. But I like some LL Cool J. So, you know, I don't care. So anyways, last night I'm actually listening to a podcast about Eminem and his new record that he just brought out, where he's dissing all these other rappers, right? All these young kids that have come out, they call them mushmouth rappers. And you listen to these kids, you can't even understand what they're saying because they're not saying any words. And he gets on, you know, and he's a lyricist and he's talking at like, you know, 11 words a second. But he's very crisp and clear, and he's talking about it, and he's talking about in this song about how, you know, these kids are trying to knock him and the other OGs off the top of the rung, and it can't happen, you know. So I think once you become really proficient at anything in life, there's always people out there that are like, oh, I can do this better, and they try to prove that they can do it better. And that's cool. I'm totally behind that. I want people to become better. I want people to, you know, excel. I want people to press the envelope and, you know, and raise the bar, so to speak. But what everybody has to understand is you don't get to the level of extremely high success and extremely high performance because you're freaking lazy. Right? I mean, I didn't get to where I am with my own shop and the guns I build because I sat aside and got to a certain spot and was like, yo, I'm cool. I'm going to sit back and just hang. I got to here because I worked my tail off 100 hours a week plus for years, and I still work 80 or 90 hours a week. And the reason I work 80 or 90 hours a week is because I want to stay at the top of my game.
Sure.
And it's not that I'm trying to stay ahead of anybody, right? Because I don't look at the metrics like that. I don't look at it and go, well, I'm better than him, and therefore I'm at a higher stature, blah, blah, blah. I don't give a crap about none of that. You know, I just look at the quality of the products from a mathematical standpoint. And you know, Eric built a gun today. We shot a gun today that he built, and it's a Commander 9mm single stack. And I was shooting Spark munitions, 147 grain lead bullets, and I went 9 for 9 at a fairly rapid pace. You know, 9 shots in ten seconds or less on a half size silhouette target at 50 yards. That's impressive.
Yeah,
I mean, that's flat out hammering at 50 yards. And so I look at different metrics for success, and I go, okay, this gun's built properly. I already know that because I measured it all out after he built it. I checked it out. But there's a lot of people out there that they look at what you're doing and they want to compete. But I'm not trying to compete with you, right? I'm trying to do what I do to the best of my abilities, and that means I focus on just that. So if that means I'm better, or you know, that person in particular is better, it's because they got their focus in the right place. It's that motivation we were talking about, you know. And that's why guys like Brandon, in particular, Eric, David, that's why they will be so incredibly, phenomenally good going forward for many, many years to come, is because they have that focus, and that's why I like having them in the shop.
Now, one thing I was going to ask. Now, you have these three guys that are, you trust these three guys to do the work you would do yourself, right? Which that's got to be, this has got to be something of a nail biter when you first do that. When, like, you say, okay, I'm going to let you go build your first gun now. Not going to watch everything.
It's not at all, though, because I am that guy. Trust but verify.
Okay.
You know, I trust you to build the gun, but I will crush your soul in a heartbeat when I look at it. And that's the beautiful thing about it, right? We feed off of each other, all of us.
Right.
So, like, Brandon, he comes up to the shop every 11, 12 weeks, brings a batch of guns that he's wrapped up, and we go through every single piece, every measurement, every calibration, every fit. And, you know, there's been some times when Brandon, he's not real happy with me. He's like, you know, I'm not going to tell you what he says because we ain't got no beat machine. But he's like, man, this sucks. You just beat me to death on this stuff. And I'm like, yeah, because I have a bar, and we're going to keep that bar, you know. And you either get up to jump over it or you don't, right? I mean, that happened today with Eric in the shop. You know, he's fitting this gun up. I told him this gun has to be perfect, you know, especially perfect, because I know the guy it's going to is going to measure it. And he showed it to me, and I'm like, yeah, that's not going to fly. And I made him fit a new part. I says, look, don't sweat it. I had to fit the same new part to the gun I'm working on yesterday because I made a mistake. It's not a big deal. You just do it. But we can't let the gun go out the door like that.
Right.
It's not to my bar. All right. I set the bar, and we either get over the bar, or we don't send the gun out. And so, you know, while I trust them, I also verify every gun. You know, and I will go through their guns. They know this. I will go through their guns when they're not here at night. You know, I'll pop a gun box open. I'll check the barrel fit. I'll check the bushing fit. I'll check the cone fit. Whatever's going on, I'll check the trigger parts, and I'll leave them a little note in there. Hey, this bushing is a 250ths out of spec.
Hang on right there for me, if you would, at a quarter at this out of spec part we're at, and coming up on the next break. In addition to a YouTube channel, Chambers Custom has a burgeoning Instagram presence as well. All of these things listed under Chambers Custom. Everything, all of their social media, Chambers Custom. And you can follow the pace of a gun being built by going to their Instagram page. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republicans are rolling out an alternative to President Biden's massive infrastructure plan. to try to reach somewhere near $1 trillion over an 8-year period of time that would include our baseline spending.
West Virginia's Shelley Moore Capito saying the $928 billion plan is spread out over 8 years. She also says it focuses on traditional infrastructure upgrades that cover things like highways and bridges. Meantime, President Biden on the road in Cleveland, Ohio, selling his infrastructure plan, saying his plan will create many good American jobs.
100% of our investment is going to be guided by one principle, make it in America.
At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 141 points to close at 34,464. And you're listening to USA Radio News. A new poll out shows the majority of Americans are in favor of ending a coronavirus safety net program.
A new poll shows that a majority of Americans agree with the moves that several states have made in ending enhanced federal unemployment benefits. At least 23 states have announced they will opt out of the federal program that provided an extra $300 in weekly unemployment benefits. A Quinnipiac poll released Wednesday showed that 54% of Americans believe that ending the extra payments is the right move, with 38% saying it's the wrong thing to do. State officials who have moved to end the benefits argue that the extra payments have contributed to labor shortages. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
CVS is offering incentives to persuade Americans to get a coronavirus vaccination. The nation's biggest pharmacy chain says people 18 and older who have received or plan to receive a vaccination can enter to win what CVS calls the One Step Closer sweepstakes. For 6 weeks, starting June 1st, CVS will hold weekly drawings for more than 1,000 prizes. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom Guns. And I've never asked you this before, but like when you built your first working man's gun, your first Chambers Custom Gun, that's where my biggest question would come, because I'm pretty sure your first gun was a pretty good gun. I'm sure you've refined the process quite a bit over time, but your first gun was probably a very good gun, and you built this really good gun, and then what?
Now, are we talking about the first gun I ever built when I worked for Bob, or the first gun I built when I opened my own shop?
First gun you built when you opened your own shop.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but, I mean, by that time, I had, you know, nearly 200 guns under my belt. I mean, when I left and started my own shop, I built 156 guns in 3.5 years. And you know, I had done a lot of rebuilds, a lot of them. Like, here's a Colt, you know, use as many of the Colt parts as you can because the guy doesn't have much money and we're not charging him very much money.
Right.
Build a wad gun that'll shoot sub-inch and a half out of this Colt. Okay, no problem. And I would do it, you know, and I would get paid $250. And, you know, I'd spend 80, 90 hours working on this gun for $250, which is absurd in the eyes of a lot of my friends and family, you know, but I didn't look at it that way. I looked at it like it's an education. You go get a doctorate degree, you're not getting paid while you get a doctorate degree.
Right.
Right. A lot of people that get a doctorate degree starve while they're getting a doctorate degree. So I just looked at it as a higher education, you know. And, so yeah, by the time I got to my own shop, you know, those guns, I already had a very, very high standard. The only thing that really changed, and I talked about this on the 1911 University Patreon page the other night, the only thing that really changed for me when I opened my own shop was I was able to choose the parts that I would use exclusively. And I was able to tell people, nah, I'm not using those parts on your gun. Sorry. And I had people go, well, these are the parts I want. Well, then I'm not building your gun. Just that simple.
Yeah.
You know, because why would I build a gun where I know what the bar is, right? I know what quality level I want to build it at, which is the highest level possible. But you want me to use, you know, parts that are four tiers down from that. Well, that's asinine. That doesn't make any sense. You know? And so yep. I would just say no. You know, I was like the anti-drug campaign, just say no.
Just say no.
I'm not doing it. You know, and even today, you know, now, unfortunately, we don't do a lot of rebuilds. I mean, it's unfortunate for clients. We don't do a lot of rebuilds because we don't have time, but it's fortunate for us because, we don't deal with the headaches of. Now, it's also unfortunate for my guys because they don't get a lot of experience having to deal with BS parts, you know, but I would rather them know what quality is and know how to utilize that high level of quality to make the highest product. And then there's no excuses, right? If you do a trigger job and it sucks, well, that's your fault. It's not the part's fault. You screwed something up. So let's figure out what process needs to be refined.
So when you built that first gun, though, when you built that first gun, because of all of the guns you had built up to that point, you didn't have an issue with confidence about the gun. You knew what you were doing. You pulled the gun together. You put it together. You did whatever you did to get it together the way you wanted it. And then you did what?
Then I got a check for more money than I had ever made on a gun in my entire life.
So this gun was sold before you built it. This one was sold. Okay.
I mean, you know, and that's the thing that people, you know, people miss out on is, again, like I said before, you know, I worked for 3.5 years, for not very much money. I was an apprentice, right? And so that's one of the promises that I made to my guys when each one of them came on was, you know, I sit down with each guy and I go, how much money do you want to make in a year eventually? Not like today because you're just learning, but how much money when I think that you are to that level, how much money do you want to make in a year? And they tell me and I go, okay, let's see how this goes. And so far, you know, I mean, David is working through that process now, but yeah. Brandon and Eric are like, yeah, we're making, this is good, you know, because we all, you get the satisfaction of the job, Bill. There's no doubt about it. We love building guns for people. You know, we love building guns for whoever, whether it's military, law enforcement, private citizens, carry, competition, whatever, right? But at the end of the day, a workman is worth his hire. And if you're not getting compensated properly, then your motivation goes down. That's just life. That's the way we all are.
Right. Right?
I mean, you can be the most motivated, skilled person in the world. Right, you could be the yo-yo ma of whatever your skill is, but trust me, yo-yo ma's getting paid millions of dollars to play that violin that he loves to play so much.
Right,
right. So, and that was always the thing. It's kind of like Wyatt Earp in the movie Tombstone. You know, he gets off the train and they're like, oh yeah, you're Wyatt Earp. You know, you come here for the silver, You're trying to get rich, and he goes, I already got the guilty conscience. Might as well have the money, too. You know, and, I mean, it's not that we're out there after the money, but I'm not going to do this for free. You know, so you get a wonderful feeling of accomplishment that you've built this beautiful masterpiece, and you also get the check. And
yeah.
To me, honestly, that first gun, that was a huge accomplishment for me. It was huge to be able to sell a gun for twice what I had ever been able to sell one before, because of the limitations put on me by where I worked. Because I knew what the work was worth. I'd already been told that by other people who were friends of mine in the industry who were selling guns for three times what I was getting. And so to be able to do that was like, wow, I can really do this. I can really build a product that people believe is high enough quality to pay me. That's amazing. And it lifts a burden off your shoulders because you don't have to worry anymore, right? You know that you have the skills then. You've got the skills, you know, and it's kind of like, you know, anything. I mean, I have a lot of analogies, but think about like sports players, right? You see these baseball, basketball, football, hockey, doesn't matter, except for soccer. They don't count, you know, but all the major sports, right?
Right.
These guys, they have a bumper year. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, perfect example. He just announced today that he's leaving the Green Bay Packers. He's probably going to Denver or somewhere silly. But Aaron Rodgers has spent his career playing at the top of the top, right? He is the top level. You know, Patrick Mahomes, you know, you got four or five top tier quarterbacks in the NFL, and he's been underpaid his whole career.
Right.
So you know what he's doing? He's going to go get paid.
Yeah. Hang on right there. Hang on right there. We're coming up on the last break. Chambers Custom, if you would like to get one of these very functional, utilitarian, peerless pistols, you have to go to ChambersCustom.com first. Start the process. You got to look at what's available as far as the things they're going to build. They have none laying around waiting on you. And then get involved in the system. You'll get to talk to Heidi. Then somebody's going to build you something you won't believe. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people.
Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. And now, Joe, I'm going to tell you something. When I started becoming as a Second Amendment advocate, right, I was taught one simple lesson. You can only pursue the passion as long as you can pay the rent.
Right. Exactly.
So... Joe had communicated something. You started Chambers Custom because you love building 2011s, 2019s, 1911s, whatever you want to call them. You love that platform, and you wanted to build that platform, yeah?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I'd spent three and a half years of my life busting my balls to get there, you know. But I had a wife and a kid on the way, and I needed money. I needed to be able to pay the bills, you know, and so I decided to start my own shop. And you know, the great thing about this is, and I've talked to some of my other friends in the industry about, you know, success and what that brings you and what it allows you. One of the things that it allows me to do, which I love more than anything in the whole world, is you get to a point where, you know, you're financially stable as a artist and a technician, both at the same time, and an entrepreneur, and you get to do things to help other people. So that's the part that kind of folds, you know, it closes the back cover on the book of the story of what happens when you start out on this journey to become the best at what you do in a particular field, a subject matter expert, if you will. Is once you attain that level of success, you can do things like we built a gun this year for SOCF charity and gave it to them, you know, and it raised $19,000 at the auction. A couple of years ago, I did a gun for the Tiny Hands charity that rescues, you know, kids out of the sex trade in India and Pakistan, raised $12,000. And so it gives us opportunity each year to do a project or two where we get to give back to another community, because I don't have to worry about, oh, I got to get paid for that one, you know. And that to me is awesome, because I get to help out as an industry guy. I get to reach out and extend what other people have done for me kindness wise and give it back even further. You know, so as you get more successful, more opportunities come up. And I mean, I watched a guy next to me at the SOCF charity. I won't mention his name because that's not important, but he's a young guy in the industry. He has a very successful business. They make, you know, great money. And him and his wife and his kids are doing very well in this young business. And he spent $100,000 on stuff at the auction because, well, other people have blessed him with his business. And, you know, that's a great place to be. So, you know, as you watch those of us who get successful in this industry, and it's a hard industry, you know, Fisher and I talk about it, Chuck and I talk about it. You know, a lot of us talk about it and chew the fat about it. It's a dog-eat-dog industry, the firearms industry is. But as you get successful, if you're one of the lucky ones who, you know, who's lucky enough to make it through hard work and perseverance, you can't forget to give back. You know, you can't forget to you know, throw not scraps, whole meals.
Right.
Back to those people who helped you get there. You know, nobody cares about your scraps.
I was going to point this out. Now, you also went out and created relationships with people in the field that were not gun builders, but rather gun drivers, gun users,
right.
Operators. Absolutely. And when you did that, I mean, did any of them know who you were at the very beginning of that, or did you say, "I'd really like for you to run this gun"?
No, it's funny. You know, I mean, you and I have talked about it offline. When I met Fisher, you know, I'm not really a starstruck guy, but I knew who Steve Fisher was, right? He's like the guy in the industry. He's what we call a kingmaker. He's like Roy Huntington down in American Handgunner. You know, these guys, they make people in the industry if you're not already made. And, you know, when I met Steve, I was like, wow, you know, really nice to meet you. And he's like, dude, I've been following your work for a long time. It's amazing. Great to meet you. And so there was this instant level of respect. You know? He knew who I was. I absolutely knew who he was. And it was like, boom, let's work together. Let's have some fun, right? This isn't work for us. This is fun now. You know, Chuck Pressburg, he knew who I was, but he had no experience with my gun. So I had to prove that to him. By the time I got to Jared Reston, and we're building a gun here in just a little while for Aaron Cowan of Sage Dynamics. By the time I got to those guys, they knew my work now, right? And now they're looking forward to trying it. And they get their guns in their hands. They're like, oh, yeah, this is what, you know, this is what the hype's about. Okay, I get it now. Yeah, so establishing those relationships, again, that only gives you more credibility, but it also gives you more opportunity to be able to help others down the road. And, you know, had a guy out today, you know, to shoot his gun. He's a local guy, and his gun's being built. And he's a longtime friend. He's a local cop and, you know, was able to impart on him, Eric and I were, some of the lessons that these professional trainers have taught us about shooting a red dot pistol because he's never shot one.
Right.
And, you know, so those are, you know, additional things that these kind of relationships, we get to, you know, we get to pass that stuff on to our clients, which is awesome. I love it.
Well, I was just going to say that, you know. And one thing I want to point out while we're thinking about this, here in South Carolina, in 90 days, we're going to have open carry.
Mm.
And what I've been envisioning is if I were to get my 45 in between now and then, I would walk around carrying it like Tuco in Good, the Bad, the Ugly with like a string hanging around my neck.
No.
Because they didn't tell me. They told me I could carry it in the open. They didn't tell me how.
Yeah, and that's a topic that we could talk about sometime about, you know, how I feel about open carry.
Well, I'm not a big open carry proponent or anything. The biggest thing that open carry gives me in South Carolina is that it gives me, if I'm like at the Tom McCann shoe store and I reach up and I expose my, you know, WMGC and people see that, I broke the law.
Right. That's so silly, right?
Yeah.
It's like, I didn't mean to. It's not like I whipped out my gun and waved it around in people's faces. It's just silly. And see, we have open carry in Nebraska. You can carry openly anywhere. Nobody does. Nobody open carries. I mean, you might see it during hunting season or something, but you don't see it on a daily basis.
Right.
And I'm kind of thankful for that, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
archaic laws like that, where if your gun shows, you can be arrested. Get real.
In South Carolina, if your gun shows, you can be charged with brandishing.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah,
I mean, that's almost as ridiculous as having to have a concealed carry permit to begin with.
Well, yeah, we still got to have that. We constitutional carry failed here. So anyway. In any event, coming up to the end of the hour and everything, before we go, I want to point a few things out to everybody. If you want to follow what Joe does, first of all, where's Patreon? Where's the Patreon page at?
1911university.com/Patreon? No, patreon.com/1911university.
There you go. Go sponsor him at 1911 University. Go watch some of the stuff he does. It starts a discussion the likes of which you can't imagine. Some of the stuff he does. YouTube is Chambers Custom, one word. Instagram is Chambers Custom. Facebook is Chambers Custom. And the website is chamberscustom.com. Thank you, sir, for joining me this evening.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Have a good weekend.
All right. Back again in 21 hours, and between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.